Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let me share with you one event identified by John Adams, our second president, as, quote, "Then and there was the first scene and the first act of opposition to the arbitrary claims of Great Britain. Then and there, the child independence was born," unquote. In 1760, the British Parliament reissued to British soldiers and customs officials the authority to enter any colonist's home at any time to search for smuggled goods. They were given the power to conduct these searches without the need for probable cause of a crime or getting a warrant signed by a judge. This power infuriated the colonists. In Massachusetts, the British government's advocate general, James Otis, resigned his office in protest. On a winter's night in 1761, James Otis went to the Massachusetts Royal Governor's mansion. He argued against this government power, called writs of assistance. John Adams, then a 25-year-old attorney, attended to witness his hero in action. In the courtroom on the second floor, Otis spoke for 5 hours before the five judges. Adams wrote that Otis mesmerized those in attendance. One phrase by Otis, quote, "A man's house is his castle," unquote, has since become a cornerstone of American freedom. To further quote Otis, "I will to my dying day oppose, with all the powers and faculties God has given me, all such instruments of slavery on the one hand and villainy on the other as this writ of assistance is. It appears to me the worst instrument of arbitrary power, the most destructive of English liberty and the fundamental principles of law that ever was found in an English law book," unquote. John Adams later wrote that Otis's speech so inspired the audience in the courtroom that it seemed as if they were willing to take up arms against the writs. This story comes from David McCullough's biography of John Adams. Although Otis did not prevail in court that day, it planted a major seed to grow independent from Great Britain. Why this story is especially relevant to America today, I will discuss on Friday. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.